According to estimates, around 91% of all life in the ocean has yet to be categorized. That's a good estimate, based on sound logic and research and mathematics. But any scientist will tell you we won't really know until we get down there and see them for ourselves. The difficult part is, how do we actually see way down there? Light can, at a maximum, penetrate about 1,000 meters underwater. Challenger Deep, the deepest recorded point in the ocean, is roughly 11,000 meters deep. We can speculate, and we can have the best guesses imaginable. But until we really get down in the darkness and shine a light, they'll always just be guesses. I've been thinking recently about a fishing trip I took with my parents when I was younger. I didn't know anything about the Marianas Trench or how deep the ocean could really get at that point. It was an unremarkable day, all things considered. I didn't even catch anything, but it keeps popping into my mind. I never thought I'd enjoy fishing. I still don't think I do. I just keep thinking about floating there in the water, unaware of how deep it was, and how only this small boat was between me and all that darkness. I underestimated how useful St. Maria's really was. I wanted to thank whoever led me there, and I still wanted answers. Who were they? How did they know all of this, and what do they have to gain by giving it to me? They gave so much, but that doesn't buy you trust. When they send me the next tape, though, it means I listen.
It seems St. Maria's is proving useful. I'm glad. But this was not the work. This was the pointing of a finger to get you back on the path. 1872W
Washington. 1872W
Washington.
I'd heard that before, but, I mean, what was it? An address? A code? I'd spent 5 months in hiding trying to figure it out, but came up with nothing. And once again, the voice on the tape gave me the answer. In the envelope with the tape was a single folded photo of a small, nondescript house. On the back, in barely visible black ink, was written, "The New House, 1872 West Washington, Lincoln, Nebraska." It took me a day or two to drive to Nebraska. If whatever was in this house was as useful as St. Maria's, well, maybe I'd even buy the voice a beer. It bothers me that there's still no way to contact them. The rest of us involved in this will use forums, emails from dummy accounts, burner phones, but this new person, whoever they are, nothing. No phone, no email, nothing remotely digital that I can find. Everything is on the tapes except that one phone call that I got, which was untraceable. I'm outside 1872 West Washington. I did some quick digging on this place. There's not a lot on it. Used to belong to the West family. 2 parents, 2 kids. The parents died in 05. Couldn't find anything on the kids, but the house itself was seized by the bank and has sat unused since then. I'm in the living room now. Looks like a few kids have been in here. It's nice, except for the carpet in the kitchen. Nothing in any of the cabinets, nothing hidden in the DVD player. There was an old computer in the office, which felt like a good start, but nothing substantial there. The bedrooms are plain. A few books on the shelves. The beds are covered with dust. Anything of value is either gone or spray-painted over. One thing stands out as strange. The graffiti is pretty prolific, a lot of good stuff there. Except for one area. A small patch of the wall in one of the bedrooms. I think it's hollow. Oh my god. Inside the wall were photos. They were a little cracked with age and a little faded, but enough was still there that I could make out the details. One of them showed a child throwing a baseball with an older man, maybe his father. Another showed that same child, probably 21 now, just graduating from college. He looks rougher now. He's not smiling. The third one was one I had seen before. It's a bright, sunny day, and a group of men stand in front of a large fighter jet. They're dressed in a variety of outfits, slacks, military uniforms, and more than a few of them have guns. I had stared at this photo nearly every night for the last 5 years, ever since Elizabeth Schumer sent it to me. I always thought that their smiling faces looked like they were mocking me. The back of the photos were all labeled, clearly and meticulously. The first one was labeled Robert, age 14, playing with Dad. The second, Robert, just graduated. The last one I could tell was written by a different person than the other ones. It says, "Thought you'd want to remember the day, Robert." It's signed, Kingfish. And at that exact moment, my phone rang.
Do you have what you need?
Your Kingfish.
No. I haven't used that name in a long time.
This is Robert Byrd's house.
He was Robert West when I knew him. He only started using his mother's maiden name later.
You knew him?
Robert was my very dear friend. What happened to him was unfortunate.
He murdered 15 people.
Yes, but did you ever question why? Or who those people really were?
Look, I can guess or you can tell me.
The point of this is for you to find the truth. Not for me to tell it to you.
Did they work for the OAC?
Yes.
So him killing them was about what? Covering it all up? Revenge?
No. It was about him burning it to the ground.
And as a punishment for his crimes, you sent him to St. Maria's.
That wasn't my decision.
You're in this photo, aren't you?
Yes. It's a good reminder of better days.
If you know all of this, why not just tell people? Why all of this sneaking around?
I'm old and too easy to discredit. The world I helped build was designed to keep people like us buried. You have to find others and convince them of the truth.
Why would they believe me? I don't think I would believe me if you told me all of this.
You have to make them.
I'm gonna need something.
What is it?
You have to tell me what happened to those children. The ones taken from Augustine.
They were sent across the country to be watched and put in useful positions.
By whom? The OAC?
The OAC is how this started, but it's grown beyond that now. Rest assured that they do not wear flags or swear an allegiance to anyone but themselves. They're more than a simple acronym. Even I don't know the people in charge now.
Well, that's reassuring.
You'll be getting an email soon from one of your contacts. Start there.
You realize how insane this sounds, don't you?
Believe me, I do. I'll be in touch, Richard.
And then he was gone. I took the photos and ran. Just like he said, a few hours later, I got an email from Jacob. He thinks he's found a connection between the Herbert Dunwall Group and Augustine. Maybe even the new place where they're keeping the anomalies after losing Augustine. He wants to meet in Maine. I left the second I got the email. I'm still thinking about that fishing trip. Everything I didn't know right below the boat. They knew I was there, though. Whoever Kingfish really is right. I can't do this alone. I'm too easy to get rid of or call insane and ignore. But maybe if we can shine enough light, even the darkest of places can be seen.